This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russia to abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airline passing overhead to land, then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko who had been aboard. Egypt and Israel held high-level talks in both countries Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after a punishing 11-day war that left parts of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister received his Israeli counterpart in Cairo on Sunday as part of Egypt's efforts to revive the Mideast peace process and to build on the ceasefire in Gaza, according to the ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo claims it's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister to Egypt since 2008. As part of the ceasefire efforts, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted Egypt's intelligence chief in Jerusalem. An Egyptian official said the intelligence chief would also meet with Palestinian officials. This is VOA News. Tensions are running high Sunday in southeastern Nigeria as a former separatist region commemorates the anniversary of when more than a million people died in war and famine in the late 1960s. The indigenous people of Biafra, the leading separatist group, is remembering war victims over 2 days with a candlelit march Sunday evening and a strict order for people to remain indoors on Monday for their own safety. A spokesperson warned markets and shops should close. Some streets were already totally empty Sunday as residents stayed indoors a day after the killing of two Air Force personnel by unidentified gunmen. One resident says Nigerians are living in fear and do not know what will come next. Violence has flared in the southeast this year, leaving dead at least 127 police members of the security services. The UN rights chief voiced alarm Sunday at deadly clashes in the Colombian city of Cali, calling for an independent investigation and accountability for the violence, pointing to reports that 14 people had died since Friday amid massive anti-government protests in Colombia's third largest city. Michelle Bachelet says a swift investigation and resumption of dialogue is needed. Her comments come after the Colombian army a day earlier tightened its control over the city of 2.2 million after clashes pitted police against armed civilians. The country is in the second month of protest against the government of President Iván Duque. Officials have said the month of protests have left at least 59 people dead and that more than 2,300 civilians and uniformed personnel have been injured. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days at just more than 165,000 cases, while deaths rose by 3,400. The South Asian nation's tally of infection now stands at nearly 28 million, with the death toll around 325,000, according to the health ministry. Modi also praised the country's ability to fight natural disasters amid the pandemic. Two cyclones have hit India this month, including the most powerful to hit India's west coast in more than two decades, killing more than 150 people. And another cyclone swept into eastern India from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, flooding hundreds of low-lying villages and making more than 50,000 people homeless. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.